The story of Butcher Ding is perhaps the best known and most vivid portrayal of Wu Wei in the early Chinese tradition. The butcher has been called upon to play his part in a traditional religious ceremony involving the sacrifice of an ox in a public space with the ruler and a large crowd looking on. This is a major religious event, and Butcher Ding is at center stage. The text is not specific, but we are probably witnessing a ceremony to consecrate a newly cast bronze bell. In this ritual, the still-smoking metal is brought fresh from the foundry and cooled with the blood of a sacrificial animal, a procedure that demands precise timing and perfectly smooth execution. Butcher Ding is up to the task, dismembering the massive animal with effortless grace. At every touch of his hand, every bending of his shoulder, every step of his feet, every thrust of his knee, swish, swoosh, he guided his blade along with a whoosh, and all was in perfect tune. One moment as if he were joining in the dance of the mulberry grove, another as if he were performing in the Jing Shou Symphony. The dance of the mulberry grove and the Jing Shou Symphony were ancient, venerated art forms. Ding's body and blade move in such perfect harmony that a seemingly mundane task is turned into an artistic performance. Lord Wan Wei is amazed and is moved to exclaim, "Ah, how wonderful! Can skill really reach such heights?" Butcher Ding puts down his cleaver and replies, "What I, your humble servant, care about is the way, which goes beyond mere skill." He then launches into an explanation of what it feels like to perform in such a state of perfect ease. "When I first began cutting up oxen, all I could see was the ox itself. After 3 years, I no longer saw the ox as a whole. And now, I meet it with my spirit and don't look with my eyes. My senses and conscious awareness have shut down, and my spiritual desires take me away. I follow the heavenly pattern of the ox, thrusting into the big hollows, guiding the knife through the big openings, and adapting my motions to the fixed structure of the ox. In this way, I never touch the smallest ligament or tendon, much less a main joint." The result is that Butcher Ding is not so much cutting up the ox as releasing its constituent parts, letting the razor-sharp edge of his cleaver move through the spaces between the bones and ligaments without encountering the slightest resistance. A skilled butcher has to change his cleaver once a year because he cuts. An ordinary butcher has to change his cleaver once a month because he hacks. As for me, I have been using this particular cleaver for 19 years now and have cut up thousands of oxen with it, and yet its edge is still as sharp as when it first came off the whetstone. Between the joints of the ox there is space, and the edge of the blade has no thickness. If you use that which has no thickness to pass through gaps where there is space, it's no problem. There's plenty of room to let your cleaver play. That's why, after 19 years, the edge of my blade looks like it just came from the whetstone.